Thank you for your energy and that strength to keep us alive. Oh, man, yes, 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 yeah, 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 yeah.
L'chaim, Leah McEnany. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, that's my swan song, Dead. Come on.
Hey, everybody. Brother Love's with us. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. KeithandtheGirl.com/feedback to interact with us. KeithandtheGirl.com/chat to hang out with everybody else. And, of course, we got your questions for Dina later on in the show. Let's start with this. So this mild-mannered exec suffering through airport security. I love these. I love these. The great Cindy Adams. They stop him. Signal him to move aside for a heavy-duty search. It's an airport. They swab his shoes, they pat down his body, they check for some unknown metal object. Then they rifle through his Louis Vuitton duffel. I used to carry one, put Jazzy in it.
Is Jazzy dead?
Jazzy, rest her soul, she is. She's not dead, she's alive in heaven. God needed a shit dumper. Anyways... Aha! The hidden dangerous weapon is uncovered. It's a roll of quarters. Only in New York. Only in New York.
What happened?
Somebody got a check. That's what happened.
Oh.
She got paid to write that. Somebody, she witnessed, or somebody wrote in, or I think she really makes these
up.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Right.
Somebody was patted
that
down.
That gives her credit for having an imagination. Right. Fuck that.
But then to have a better story, you know, like, I don't know, what was in the suitcase? An angel. I don't know. But what did they think was a dangerous weapon? A roll of quarters. That's New York, folks. Nowhere else are people checking airports. LAX, I don't know. Never heard of it. But New York, oh, the crazy shit all the time. By the way, let me say this. How funny Matthew Bray is.
What?
We were going to have... he thought Oscars were this weekend or next weekend, but we're going to have some kind of Oscar party at my house. And
yay.
You're invited.
Thank you.
Bring your wallet.
I do not lose the bets to you anymore, all right? Look, I lost the bets to you in the past, and I just don't do it anymore. You know, I'm like, oh, he's so funny. How could it be a trick? And then I love watching it happen to everybody else. We got to have Liam, though. We got to have him over here, man. Get the camera out and the whole thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get him. Let's get Crazy Mike. Let's just get all the comics that please.
And then put, like, a bunch of knives. And then have a Ginsu distributor come in and show off.
I want to see who just gets the most depressed. It'd be great. I swear to God, it'd be great.
I swear to God, if it ends up being you or me.
No way. We're going to have too much fun with this.
See, but here's the thing now. When I get hyper, like, I was having a dance party on the camera before we started
I thought I can get a nap in today.
Yeah. Sorry about
don't
that,
don't you believe it.
So I'm having a dance party before, and, like, there was a comment, like, okay, does this mean the depression is coming soon?
Hey, fuck you, all right?
You know
not
I'm
you,
okay.
But yes, it could. But...
I'm okay with that. I totally get it, but I'm like, ah, oh, shit, is it?
No, but when you're having the greatest time of your life, look, you know. You're smart enough to know. We're not getting, this is not the depression fucking night, folks. But I'm just, let's just fucking put it in the, nip it in the bud, which is, you'll know, but when you're in the greatest mood and you're high on life and all that, you don't give a shit. You're in the greatest mode. Oh,
no, it's not go ahead.
Well,
for new
I was just going to say, new listeners, Hemda is my girlfriend. It's Keith and the girl, and we're a couple. And I do appreciate those of you that did notice this and emailed me. It makes sense now. Buy flowers and keep quiet, Keith. And now I see why. She was too happy today. And my baby's a manic depressive.
Hey, God bless. That's your brother. Yes, you are. I was like, isn't that your sister? No, it's not my sister. No.
You know what? On New Year's Eve, I saw pictures of us together on stage, and I'm like, holy fuck, that's my brother.
Right.
We weird, look alike. Right? Yeah. It's so weird. But what about the manic depressive thing? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suffer a lot. But when I'm fucking happy,
see?
Woo! Well, I have the best time in the world. Mm-hmm. You should catch me during those waves.
Here's my problem, though, is like Hemda will be real depressed about something. Like, all of a sudden, I don't know if I have any friends or whatnot. Like, right.
Wait, she's saying this or you're saying this?
Oh,
her,
I'm
her.
Saying it, yeah.
Something weird, totally out of the blue, that really doesn't make sense. Like, right. You just saw everybody yesterday. Everybody loves you. Right? Something that makes no fucking sense.
Be depressed
sense.
Over money. I mean, you know, you're
it's
Jewish.
Not, I'm never depressed, like, for real depressed over right. money. Right. I'm depressed over, like...
You look at him, and he's fucking happy as a clam. So
he doesn't know about
that's
money.
Right. I know. That's what's so great. That's fantastic.
It's great, unless you're like, I'm not sure if I should buy new sneakers. Buy new sneakers, babe!
Yeah.
Like, do you know what's in our bank?
Right.
No.
But congratulations. Can't talk about it, but I heard it had a period, a comma, and a period in it. Congratulations.
A check.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. Right on. Hey, Christmas bonus. Fine. Hey, thanks. All right.
It's so tempting. I want to say so much.
You got the check. They can't take it back.
They could take it back.
They can do anything, right?
Mm-hmm. Actually, they have a lot of lawyers. They can take it all back. I think they can actually do bad things. This is what I was going to say. So now I'm going to be confused, though, that Hendo will be like, you know, I don't think I have any friends and I'm sad. Dance party? Fuck you.
You know what? You never know, but that because that's what's so funny about, you know, that's what's funny. It's like, you just knew that I needed a dance party. You know? Or, how could you think I wanted a dance party?
Yeah, no, it's more going to be like, how did you think I wanted a dance party? I don't know why. I have this thing where I think everyone's just going to leave or die.
At the dance party or just
no,
life?
In general.
Oh, at the dance party. Anytime one of you got up to go to the bathroom during the dance party on the cameras, oh, she was sad.
It's really uncomfortable, though. The dance party thing is very uncomfortable. I've witnessed a bunch of dance parties with you. I mean, I like to dance. I mean, I enjoy dancing, but it's pressure. It's like, dance party! It's just, and you're so into it. And it's just, it's hard to coax somebody into dancing.
Let's explain to people what this is. KeithandTheGirl.com/support. You get the camera. You watch us do our show, blah, blah, blah. We get to watch what you guys are also doing in your house, and that's a lot of fun.
Hemda, except for that dude with that arm.
That guy's weird. If your chick is showing her tits, I don't need your arm in the way,
sir. Thank you. Right.
Thank you. You know what she's doing. So why are you acting like you got to reach for things? Move your fucking arm. So anyway... what was I saying? Yeah, so now it's her, you know, on the camera, and you guys on your cameras, virtually dancing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I got people to dance!
I know, because they're not in the same room with you. I'm just saying, it's just weird. Maybe it's just for me. I mean,
Why?
I love to dance, but just, you know, dance party! Because
I get very hyper.
You think there would be a 5-minute warning for a dance party, right?
I guess to psych yourself up, I don't know. It's just all of a sudden, it's very, I don't know, I don't do it well.
If the right song comes along, I remember, like, going to parties, I'm the first one on the dance floor. Everyone's hovering over the dance floor.
And the
like,
music didn't start.
Yeah, right.
But, no, I mean, like, the music's going. Everyone's on the dance floor. Not on the dance floor. Right next to it. Like, should we step on it? If we step on it, do we burn now? Or what happens? So I'm like, what? As soon as I come in, I run on it. And then all they need to see is one person on the dance floor. The next song, the whole place is full and everyone's dancing. It's just everyone feels weird being the first one. Fuck it.
Let me reiterate.
I'm right there.
It's the guys who feel weird. The chicks.
There were no chicks on the floor.
Then they were gay guys. All right? You know? The guys are the ones, I think, that we, you know, just dance party.
Yeah, girls dance faster.
Yeah, they do.
So getting back to Matthew, though.
Yes, thank God.
I think this is... I find this very funny. I've kind of just been witness to it. Now I'm starting to, and so I can't keep it a secret. This is hilarious to me.
Wait, what's going on?
You'll know in a second. Any time that Matt has to half tell you a story that he's fucking somebody.
Oh, of course.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, all the time.
Because it's happening to me now, so I feel like I'm allowed to talk about it. Have the Nehem this evening feel she gets to talk about it. So we're talking about having an Oscar party. I'm like, okay.
Is this a phone thing?
I am.
Okay, right.
And I'm like,
that's talking to Keith.
Yeah, we're talking. Right. So I go, okay, buddy, I'll talk to you later then. He's like, yeah, I have to go to bed now. I have an early morning tomorrow. Okay, buddy, see you later. Take care.
All right, good night.
Yeah, because I got to go see a lady friend over in Long Island. I get it! I get it!
That's great.
So then anytime I would ask, you know, I learned by now, but anytime that I used to say, you know, hey, what's the deal with this girl? Wouldn't you like to know? Yeah, I'm kind of curious because you brought it up.
Well, I can't really tell you, but...
I'm not going to say.
Right.
I'm like, all right, I'll see you later. Yeah, and you can come and pick up that DVD whenever you want. Okay, thanks. You might have to knock loud. Okay, I'll knock loud because I'll be with the lady friend. I get it!
Oh, that's fucking aces. That's great.
You're the worst, babe.
I'm the worst, okay.
But he does it all. I've heard the same stories, no doubt about it. Oh, absolutely.
It's these non-stories about these chicks he's fucking. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't tell you, Keith. Like, then don't tell me at all. Don't give me 10%. Guess what? I'm not going to be around today, Keith. I know why. It has to do with the chick. I know. Do you want to tell me who? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Let's just say she's younger than me and old enough.
By the way, I want to say this. I meant to mention this yesterday. Dominic wrote this. Remember when we talked about a store, I think it was in England, that had this sound that got rid of kids. It was annoying to kids' ears.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
It's called classical music.
Right. And then we also you know, read a story about sex offenders, and Dominic put the two together. So obvious, but so smart. Holy smokes, hearing the mosquito noisemaker story right after the lottery that won the rape, the lottery winning rapist story, made a penny drop for me. Sex offenders are sometimes tagged so they can be geologically located, right? What about tagging pedophiles with a mobile version of these noisemakers so the kids will stay away from them?
I think somebody that's brilliant. Will fuck it up and do the opposite, and the kids will run to them. They'll hear the ice cream man.
Yeah, it can't be the ice cream song. It's got to be this mosquito thing. All right. How was your Valentine's Day, by the way, brother?
That was good.
That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah,
huh?
It was nice. Yeah, I went out. I had a nice little time.
You made it like a nice romantic date.
Yeah. Because I fucked up the last story or something? You yelling at me?
No. I'm just saying if I'm going to get a mad out of you.
He's not going to say shit.
No, I went out on a date. I had a great Valentine's Day. I had a date and I had a fantastic time.
Say this, because here's another secret. You were debating, do I have to buy this chick a gift or not?
I was like, not debating at all.
Oh, okay.
I debated it after she texted me, hey, I got you the cutest gift. I was freaking out, man. I didn't know what to do.
I think that's fair. I would be freaking. Well, I would. As a girl, I don't freak out, but as a guy, I'd be freaking out. Like,
I mean,
that's not fair.
I was like, you know, just it was sort of funny, cute, gay, retarded enough to be like, hey, you want to go out for Valentine's, you know? And it was like, oh, you know, it was sort of a mutual, like, oh, you know, like, oh, that's cute, that's this and that, but, you know, obviously, clearly not making that big a deal out of it. You know, just dating this girl a couple of weeks. So, and I said, all right, well, I'll take care of it. And I never take care of anything. You know what I mean? Like, I play like those little stupid games. Like, hey, what do you want to do tonight? That's why the texting is so great. You know, I don't care. You know, this and that, whatever. What would you like to do tonight? And I egg her on, and then she's like, well, and I give a few suggestions that I think I know she won't like or something.
So then she's just like,
oh, we'll just go here, whatever. I'm like, awesome, great.
See, that's what he does to me also. He's like, oh, I wish I can have shirts. And I'm like, oh, what about this, that, and the next? Oh, thanks.
I was thinking we go see a Broadway show and then go bowling and then hopscotch. What if we just go to a bar? Fine, okay, you said.
Right.
We're doing
wanted. Oh, no doubt. Now, so I said, we'll go to dinner. It's nothing fancy. I'm not interested in, you know, it's such a retarded holiday. I don't want to sit on, you know, and
are you nervous at all going out on Valentine's Day? Like, it can mean something and maybe you're not there yet.
I became a little more nervous when I heard about the gifts. You know what I mean? But no, I went out on Valentine's Day last year.
Did you?
I did. A girl that I met at Sammy's. Funny, you should ask. I remember last year, there was a party. There's customers. They're in their 40s, 50s. A lot of money, probably from Long Island or Staten Island. You know, they come from shit. And now they have a lot of money, which I can't tell which is better. Come from shit and have a lot of money and be that kind of a fucking asshole, or come from money and still have money and that kind of an asshole. Like, they both suck for their own reasons. Right. You know what I mean? I think I'd rather go with the rich who is always rich. Because, like, they're...
Really?
They're,
but they're so
But you know what? Because a scumbag with money who doesn't deserve it is worse, I think, a little bit. You know, a little fucktard. Anyway.
I follow.
Maybe because the person who had money for a while is used to it.
That's what I'm saying. So they're comfortable in their own skin, which is made of gold or whatever the fuck it is. These dirt fucking bags from Staten Island or Queens or Long Island, you know what I mean? Who sound like dirt bags.
This is awesome.
They fucking retarded. And then once they get money, you know what I mean? And then their kids have no manners. Their kids, they all look the same. Those jappy fucking whores that all look the same. They, you know what I mean? The same jeans.
I think the Goombas are the worst. I've been to kids' parties. I do the kids' parties. First of all, they'll tip you like awesome, though, because they know what working means and they know what money means to you.
That's because they're Goomba.
The tipping
Jews
is awesome.
No way.
Okay, maybe not the Jews, but the Goombas making money is awesome. But they're so funny during their party. Hey, you want a drink? Actually, I'm the clown at your birthday party, and I might want to focus on your
That'd
kids.
Be kind of fun seeing
Come
drinking
on!
With the clown, though.
Come on!
Yeah.
I swear, one time, I was like, seriously, I can't drink. I'm about to leave here. I'm driving. Like, there's all these reasons I don't really drink. You're having a fucking shot. What are you, a clown? You're fucking having a shot with me.
Oh, and they love saying that because that's from that movie.
Yeah,
what are you, a clown?
Yeah,
that's from that. Yeah, that's Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
That just fits everything right. You know what I mean?
You're fucking insulting me. They are the first to offer me a beer walking through the door. You don't even know me. I could be drunk already.
But that's
Maybe you want me to sober up. Chill out for a second.
Love that about the Italian.
I love it. Because you know what? Then you don't have to be, because when you walk into these other, like, uptight, Upper East Side type situations that are so used to their money, they're like, I'm sorry, but you're a minute late. Is there a reason for this?
Right. And their conversation is, oh, you're blah, blah, blah. You know, I have a cousin that blah, 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 whatever. And yeah, he is real. He's the owner of this, that, and the other. They tell you about the money that you don't have. You know what I mean? An Italian will just kiss you on the cheek, and you're like, wow, look at this. You're such a loser. I'd have a shot with you, and if I were married to you, we'd beat each other up and then fucking beat each other up some more. It's very simple. Yeah, you have nothing, and I have everything. And that's how they do.
Hey, so stay an extra hour at the party. I'll take care of you.
Yeah, I'll take care of you. Oh, how many times have you heard, I'll take care of you?
Oh, God, yeah.
I'll take care of you. So at the end of the party, you said you'd take care of me.
Yeah, isn't that the worst? And they know it. They know
really? How much you want? Go fuck yourself, how much I want.
How about this? They take out their knot of hundreds and give you a 10.
A 10, right.
Hey, let me just go through this real quick.
Like, sir, I really don't think this belongs to you, actually. Right. It's just a 10.
So you're out with this chick that apparently has a nice personality, I'm gathering from the story so far.
Yeah. We go to the we go to a place. It's an old school place, Italian. Same kind of thing. We're like, I'm not gonna hang out and try to get into a she fancy place. I don't want that kind of stress. I don't want it to seem like a big deal. It's like, we're going out. I do love this place. We're gonna go there. I've mentioned it to you. Too bad you didn't remember the name.
Asshole.
I did tell her. I'm like, you know, my friends. I can guarantee that they're gonna want to get a table right across from us.
I almost did that.
I know you almost did that. And she actually was like, and she said, which was one of the cooler things. I know she's sometimes it's cool, sometimes a little weird, sometimes. But
this girl, this
he's
nervous that she's.
She said,
I did find this funny. You know what? At first, Hinda said about going there. I'm like, I don't want to do that. That's stupid. But she was so into it. I started thinking, you know what? That would be fun.
It would be
fun. For me to go. Give these guys an extra shot. I look at you. You're in love. Oh!
I swear, if I remember the name.
I know. I said you had your chance. We texted each other, and I said you had your chance because I mentioned it.
I wouldn't have even texted you. I would have just shown up.
I know, and I would have loved that. And you know what? I talked to her about it. She was funny. She's like, you know what? If you want, that's fine. I mean, we could have like a regular like us night another time. And really, if you want. And I was like, you know what I mean? Then you hear something cool. You're like, damn, that's fucking cool.
You know
what?
She already said, I got you a gift. Did you think that's really cool? If you want a nice night another time.
Shut the fuck up.
I got you a gift.
So,
wait till you see my gift.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyways, shopping's still available. I wish you guys the best. So anyway, last year.
Oh, so last year, right. I'm back at Sammy's, and there's a bunch of people this and that, whatever. And I noticed this one girl, and she's cute as all shit. We exchange numbers. We talk. And it was like, hey, you want to go out this week? Yeah, well, I'm free this time, whatever. I'm like, and we both were like, the one day we were both free happened to have been Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And it was like, hey, you want to go out? Yeah, I mean, you know.
Hey, by the way, ladies, that's a good one. Go ahead.
It's a real good one. I mean, we went, it was like, it couldn't have been more like, let's just keep it. We went to some place in the East Village that literally we were the only, it was like more, it had more of like a, it wasn't even like a restaurant, you know what I mean? It was like one of those small places, like a falafel place almost, you know?
Okay.
Where you ask the guy, so you order from the guy and you sit back at your table.
You step up to the counter, order, and sit down. Okay.
And it was actually great because it was just the two of us. It ended up being awesome. And out of nowhere, she was like, so you want to come back to my place? And I was like,
was this your first date?
Yeah. Look at this. And actually, we dated for a couple of weeks. And, you know, not for nothing. Like, I liked her, you know me. It's 1,000% or 0%, and that's what gets me in trouble all the time. Because 1,000% that you know, in the beginning, I think it's a difficult thing to recover from. So, she's definitely quiet. She's younger than I am. She's like less
new girl.
This was last year. She's less worldly, whatever. But I was like, wow, this is fun. I like this, whatever. Anyway, we just dated for a little while, and it just fizzled out. Again, I think I was just being a little bit more like, I was just being very honest. I was like, you know, hey, I like you, I dig you, and it's not. It really bugged her out. It bugged her out that
so
I was
so bizarre
that I was just honest and you know whatever. I wasn't like, I love you, you know what I mean? Oh, baby, I was just being like, yeah, I'm enjoying this. When I'm enjoying it, you know, it was like going out to dinner. Everything about it was just fun, whatever. So a couple of days ago, a table comes into Sammy's, whatever, and I'm like, that guy looks familiar. I seem to think I am. Oh, and then this girl walks in. It was the same birthday party a year later. The same, right, the friend who's like, you know, 10 to 15 years younger than all of us is this Jappy Jap. and they always this jappy jap, and they come in and they're like, oh, can I get this and that, whatever. And then I love this. The best part is when they do their dance party, when jappy japs do their dance party. This is the best, because they all they're doing it for is that is for recognition, to be seen. They do. They get up and they dance and they go.
But they don't move.
No, they move. They do whatever they do. And like, this is like the mother and the daughter, but they can't just enjoy each other and like this. They start looking at every other table. Everybody's like, come on. Mm-hmm. Come on. You got it. Come on. Come on. And they go for the old person because the old person can't say no. Right? They go for the guys because the guys aren't going to say no. And all of a sudden they have their dance party and you just see it. They just want the recognition and then the attention. And if anybody like tries to do anything fun or cool, they get like freaked out and whatnot, whatever. So this chick is back this year, and it was just weird. You know, it was just like, hey, what's going on? And we just said our little niceties and all that. It was just weird seeing somebody a year later. It was, we both kind of were like, it's just strange. That's all.
Their waiter?
Yeah. No, I was not their waiter.
Did you have to change it so you weren't?
No, I didn't. Okay. And in fact, I gave her a free glass of wine. I caved later on. I gave her a free glass of wine later on.
That's okay.
I know. Cool. And she's like, thanks for the glass of wine. I was like, oh, right on. I mean, I remember she was just like, and sexually, she was definitely like young and didn't know what the hell was going on.
Getting to your current not girlfriend.
Current not girlfriend.
Wait, by the way, when you say that you scare people off with the feelings and everything, like, oh, this is fun, blah blah blah. I wonder, like, I think I haven't dated in so long that I can't really remember.
You date every day.
He's so cute about
That's
our relationship.
That's what you're supposed to say, dummy.
But I haven't had a beginning of a relationship in a really long time, and I definitely don't say I love you first.
No.
I definitely don't, but not because I'm an asshole, because I feel like guys will say I love you too no matter what, you know? And maybe that's a game that I play.
No, but we learn. I've taught a course.
Look at
it's
Keith.
Called fainting.
Keith is saying yes.
Yes, absolutely right. Yes. Guys say it too fast, and we say it too in general,
right?
Because we think that's what women want to hear.
Right, so I want to wait.
But I also think we also get excited, and we get excited in the moment. We get excited, and we do feel, I really do. I stand by it. Like, if you know, when I've said it, I don't say it out of I think they should want to hear it.
I don't think you're most guys.
I don't think you're most guys. Yeah. What I do is if I'm excited by the person, I won't be I won't hesitate to like hang out again and not wait the 3 days and not call and whatever. I'll email whatever. I will not say smushy things. I will wait a very, very like not a very long time. Considering how much we're hanging out, I'll wait a little bit.
I'm very sorry.
Am I wrong?
Yes. How dare Brother Love just mutter no games?
No, I'm saying no games. That's what, but I, but that's what I do.
I've read your text. Okay. Okay.
But that's what I know. No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm just saying that's my point. I say no games and then like, you know, and then I say like smushy this and that and whatever. And this particular hang, this relationship, there are little games. And it's totally new
what he's
to me.
Saying is he prefers no games, but
who
it's
doesn't?
Hard to come by. What do you think of the beginning of our relationship?
Perfect.
I remember
he ate. That's fucking A. You got laid. He ate, and it was an even trade.
I remember Keith saying the first like one of the first smushy things that you said was "I'm crazy about you."
Right. That's the best one. Yeah. I said that, and I've said that.
I had no response to that. I'm like, what does that mean?
That was like love to me too. Saying that, like I think I feel like I have
love.
To say anything because I can't take. I know, but you're saying it. You're coming at it. No offense to him. I'm saying other chicks, not you, of course. that silence, even if when you're done fucking, especially or fucking or pre-fucking, just anytime there's
during fucking. Grab the back of the hair. I'm crazy about you.
That's different.
That's different.
You didn't say it, but you didn't say it in silence. You said it when we were talking about it. I'm like, when we
again,
were
I'm not saying
it.
You.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. Okay. Okay, this is really completely not about me.
We can't meet these girls.
Right?
What?
We're crashing your first boyfriend's like hang in a couple weeks.
Wait, what? I'm not following. What happened?
First of all, you guys say it because the nerves have nothing to say. Okay, there you go.
Okay, yeah.
Where Brother Love's talking about meeting your very first boyfriend.
I want to meet some of his exes, man.
Oh, yeah. We're meeting my very first boyfriend in a week. You know about that?
I've heard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in my calendar. So
yes.
I'm there.
February 23rd, we're having the...
I'm so glad to take off work that night, by the way. I'm really so thrilled, man. I'm totally psyched. It's like, oh, man. And it's one of those nights where, like, the old boss is there who, you know what I mean? He and I have work. And it, yada, yada, bing, bong, day, whatever. But I was like, yeah, man, I got a gig, man. I got to go. I'm so psyched to hang out with you guys. It's going to be fun.
Well, it's the release of our latest DVD, the live show. Brother Love is in there. Like, pretty much
and he's
most
less
guests
drunk
are in
the,
there.
Than the Atlanta DVD.
All your favorite guests are
I think
in there.
So.
Yeah. So it's going to be available on keithandthegirl.com/store on
McNally.
The 23rd.
Genius.
Yeah. Thank you, McNally. Thank you, Relic. Matt. There's like a whole bunch of people who helped. Josh, the animator. And after that, that's on keithandthegirl.com/events. What's not there, and you're going to find out there, is where my first boyfriend's birthday party is. He's going to be DJing. He's awesome DJ. You think the dance party beforehand was fucking rocking? I'm going to be dancing my ass off.
How do you know he's a good DJ? Have you followed his life since?
No, but
he was always good with his hands.
Like, hey, you're talking about first boyfriend. This is like a long time ago. I mean, who's a DJ at fucking 15? You know what I mean? Like,
it was a long time ago. But the music that
that's just what he said. You know what I mean? Baby, you're going to hear the music. Oh, that's your needle.
I'm so impressed. Whoa, he's a DJ.
He knows what to do with my needle.
Well, yeah, he was the first person I slept with. But I was 18. I mean, it's not like that, whatever. Anyway, so I'm hoping he plays old school
stuff. I love chicks.
So
like, there's always, I was 18.
Right.
I'm saying it was long ago, but it wasn't like 50 years ago.
It's one thing to go back and shake their hand, too. It's a different thing to go to their party.
I know.
Right? Let's have a party for him.
Yeah. Let's celebrate his life.
Oh, he's so
that's what we're doing.
He lost. What happened to that, girls? The ex-boyfriend's lost.
Right.
The end.
Right.
The end. You played the game and you lost.
Come on.
You went into the inferno and you fucked up and I broke your arm. Next.
Well, if he's going to cry, I want to be there.
Well, we're going.
I hope I can buy him a drink.
Yeah.
Well, it is his birthday.
And he deserves it.
And he better not be a prick to be like, I get free drinks tonight, man. He better accept the fucking drink.
Do you know how hard he's going to have to, like, we're going to, like anything.
Yeah. Oh, it's
going to
be great.
We're just going to hate.
Oh,
you know what? Let's fucking go.
Yeah, let's go. Absolutely.
This is a great idea.
I did talk
to him. And we'll ask him if he wants to go to strip club afterwards.
Well, he's going to be with his wife, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
Speaking of, I'm sorry. I totally forgot something, and I know I'm going to forget.
You don't think people going from our DVD screening, now Keith and the Girl listeners, coming to the second party are going to ask inappropriate questions in front of the two of them, him and
notes.
His wife. And A, I say do it.
Yeah.
B, thank you, baby.
Our listeners know how to.
In fact, send letters to people who you know are going to be. Fooey, send a nice letter to somebody who's going to be in New York. Send it to us. I mean, I'll read it from you.
You know what? If you know people who are in New York, February 23rd, I mean, send them keithandthegirl.com/events. Click on February 23rd. Send them that link. It's going to be a fun party.
Can I just interject here?
Yes.
When do I ever know? No. I read like MySpace hits, fan mail. I mean, and the best fan mail is like, I have a separate folder on my computer. It says KATG Brolo fan mail. You know what I mean? And I just save everything, you know, to hear it, to see both of our names and all that. It really is very special to me, and I know it is to you guys. But there are more New York fucking fans that we have never met.
Oh, really?
It is
weird.
The weirdest thing. Because, I mean, I've been on the chat, I've been on MySpace, and granted, if I know you're a girl, I want to see you, and you got to know that. But it's like, where are you? I'm in New York. Have I ever met you? No. Well, why not? Why don't you come out? It's like there are so many more New Yorkers that are like hanging, that are totally into all this.
Come out.
And that's that.
There you go. What were you going to say before?
Remember the Helpies girl?
Yes.
Do you remember the Helpies girl?
You tell the story real quick.
Basically, I was hanging out with this Japanese girl. She's so cute. This little rocking fucking little body and this little face. Everything, you know, they're just small. They're like little dolls. You know what I mean? And I wasn't one to be like, you know how guys are, and Jewish guys are all like this because they love.
So are black guys.
Well, for different reasons. The black guys just want to know they could kill somebody with their dick. The Jewish guys know that they have no balls, so that they could be with a submissive person, and then do whatever they want. You know. This chick was so fucking cute, and we were hanging out and yada yada whatever, and we were just about to get it on. And he says, "I had just want to help you." So I'm like, "Oh, I want to help you too, baby." Yeah, it was fantastic. Right on.
Like, they're so
subservient.
Like,
I'm like, "You want to help me? Oh, baby, you can help me. I tell you exactly how you can help me." Like, no, to help you. I'm like, "Okay, well, I will help each other." You know, like, I'm down for everything. She says, "No, I have the helpies," and I was like, you know, like the record skipping. Mind if we dance with your dates? Like, you know, I was like, "You have the herpes?" "Yes, I have the helpies." I was like, "Oh." I mean, it's insane. you know, all of a sudden, a little cute little Japanese girl's got helpies. That's fucked up.
It goes from, okay, I'll let you clean the bathroom later, to, shit.
She's having...
How bad do you feel? Like, do you feel bad going like, yeah, so it's probably best we don't. Like, do you feel like a dick doing that? You shouldn't, but do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You feel like a dick, you shouldn't.
I tell her I love her. I wouldn't fuck her, but I'd be like, I'm so crazy
for
that's you.
Yeah, I'm crazy about you. Right, you know I'm crazy about you for your honesty. She's having a baby.
Oh, nice. Little helpies baby.
Little helpies baby. I heard she's having a baby.
Maybe she found somebody else with helpies.
You know what?
A lot of people have it.
A lot of people have it. In fact...
What the fuck?
In fact, I was hanging out with a bunch of friends, and I was telling the helpie story. You know right. what I mean? Life of the party. And I was having a good time. And then out of nowhere, this one girl was sitting in the corner all night, not talking much. She's like, I have herpes.
What the?
And it was like...
You know what? You know what?
It was just crazy, man. She was just like, yeah, I have herpes.
I hope that's the $300,000 question on the moment of truth. Because I'll tell you what, we've read this, and this, it's only going to get more, obviously. Over 80% of the people have regular herpes, okay?
When what do you mean?
When you think herpes,
80%
of human beings, yes.
Have herpes.
Yes, definitely Americans.
What are you talking about 80%? That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. That is a lot, and this is true. And you know what? Anytime I make herpes jokes, mm-hmm. no matter how offensive, I don't know how offensive you know it can be, but little jokes that are offensive or little news stories about herpes, it's one of the very few things that I do not get letters on.
Right.
And I believe that's because most people have it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the safe joke to make for comics to make. Right. And for a whole somebody makes like a herpes joke, notice this, in a comedy club. Everybody laughs, but not like uncomfortably. Like, they're like, "Ah, we all know it does." It's
yeah.
there.
There's a you know, lot. Like, yeah, I have. I know. I know. I can say that I know, like, four people who have herpes.
Oh, wow.
See,
it's just like. Five. The story the other way.
Those are the five people who are telling you. Because why would somebody just randomly go, by the way, I have herpes?
Because maybe because it's 80%.
Everybody has
right,
it.
Because it's so, like, yeah.
Let's make the world a little more honest, you know?
Exactly. No games, people. No games.
Just
all right?
Tell me when you have
which
herpes.
Leads me back. Now there's games. I can't even believe it.
Hey, what's going on, Herpes Haver? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Who is this?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah,
what's...
my ex-wife had the herpes.
There you
the
go.
Herpes. Oh, that's it. Do you
what
have...
do you mean your ex-wife had it? You have it too.
Yeah, right.
No, she left me. She probably doesn't have it anymore.
No, she had it.
Wait, but
she had it. That's why I got rid of her.
That's
you fucked her before you did, right?
No, I didn't fuck her.
She's your ex-wife.
She told me, she goes, I got to go to the doctor. You got to come with me. I went with her. They go, what's this?
I call bullshit. I never said that before.
It looks like big sores. They stuck a fucking big ass fucking stick in her. They go, you got the herpes. I go, I'm leaving.
That's a good bedside manner,
it's
by the way.
It's too late, man.
You're in the room and he goes, you got the herpes.
Right? You're already, you were already married to this person and didn't know about the lesions on her vagina?
That could have been a cause of the breakup, maybe.
Yeah, you think it was? Yeah, I think I'm going to touch that shit after that.
I don't get it, though. You already touched
no,
it.
No, you were already... Yeah,
you think she slept with somebody else and got it?
No, I didn't. I was gone for 3 months. Gone. And then she calls me. She goes, you're home now? You got to go to the doctor with me. I go, no, I ain't going with you. Why? She goes, I got this thing. I itch down there. I go, why? And they took her down there. They put her in the stirrups and... they, you know, spread her apart. There's fucking all these sores from her fucking twat to her ass.
Wow.
Have you?
Okay, you got the Valtrex and the fucking divorce papers.
Wow. Right away. Wow. First of all, wow. Nice guy.
So you're not about premarital sex, I suppose to say.
No. Did she cheat on you while you were away? What happened? All of a sudden she has
herpes? Yeah. She did.
Did you fuck her?
Then of course.
Herpes comes and goes. You know what I mean? I love those commercials. You know, the outbreak.
Oh, I left. No, I left. I was gone.
Yeah, but it sounded like she cheated on him.
Can't do it. Love you. Love you to death. Marry you. Sure. But fuck you. No, you get herpes. It's forever. No.
Okay, but you came back. Let's follow this. I know you didn't want to get into this, but you came back.
No, let's go.
Let's get it. You came back from your 3 month. How you doing? And she doesn't right away say she's been cheating, right?
I knew before that.
Oh, before you came back?
I knew before that, and I go, yeah, okay, it's done, then I'm, you know, whatever, we're separated. She goes, no, I need you to come back, there's something wrong with me. I go, okay, I feel bad, you know, whatever, it's a sob story, you know, fuck you. Sure, I'll come back and do it. You got a problem, which is, And then I come back, and yeah, no, they spread her apart, and she's got fucking, you know, lesions in her asshole.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there you
yeah.
go.
Everybody, 80% of people, they got it.
Lesions in your asshole.
Have you been tested? I don't yeah. know your name. Have and you're clean?
Excuse me?
Okay.
Did you get tested?
Yes.
Yeah, I got tested 5 minutes later.
Oh, good call, right? Good call.
But you know,
already.
That kind of stuff comes out 6 months. No, I'm joking.
That's AIDS, right?
No, it's been 4 years.
Wow, oh, okay.
All right, well, good for you, man.
Good for you that you didn't get it. Congratulations. Yeah. You dodged a bullet.
You know what, though? Yeah, those brochures say that you can just be a carrier and you don't have to show signs. And mm-hmm.
Stop drinking for a week. See what happens.
What?
Alcohol kills.
Oh, it kills it?
That was an inside joke, man. Don't worry about it.
Inside your asshole?
So what's going on, buddy? How can I help you?
Oh, yeah. Why'd you call?
I think we just helped him. That's good.
All right, there you go. Yeah,
we helped him.
Helpies,
you've been helped.
Helpies.
I think he just looked down his pants and went, oh, shit. In the world of romance.
Chris says, if my wife had herpes, I would stay with her. Fuck it. If she has it, I have it. But why not stick with the person you know you can fuck when you have lesions on your dick?
We need to change subject. I feel all ooky inside. Man. I'm not liking this.
It's hard, though. Like, all of a sudden, if you're married for 10 years and all of a sudden you see lesions on someone, you got to go, hey,
it's not like Timmy brought it home.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is that could be dormant or like all of a sudden. I don't know. But
if that's going to happen, then everything can happen. Dormant 10 years? All right.
I don't know. But you can't help but look at your mate like, did you fucking fuck someone? Yeah. Shit.
Gamp from Brooklyn saying the FDA says it's 1 in 5 over the age of 12. I believe it's 3 in 5. I believe
from
you're
Brooklyn.
Looking
have
at
we
low
met
stats.
It? Come on.
Right. Unless you're one of the 1 in 5.
Yeah. Exactly. Right on.
In the world of romance, we seek out partners who are just as hot or not hot as we are.
We're egomaniacs.
This is a new study that supports the idea that supermodels flock together while individuals lacking the perfect face and body also stick together.
What?
Lacking? That's horrible.
What?
Beautiful people marry beautiful people, and less beautiful people marry less beautiful people, says a professor of behavioral economics at MIT's program in media arts and scientists.
This is a survey? What
beautiful
happened?
People?
It's not a survey. It's a study. It's a study that was paid for.
Did we pay for this fucking thing? Like we're paid for the steroids?
No,
fucking Congress.
College students paid for it.
Yeah, good for them.
But that doesn't mean less attractive people are destined to live lives of unrequited love and feelings of just settling for mediocrity. The study results, which will be published in an upcoming issue of the journal Psychological Science, you can read about it, suggest people who lack looks place more stock in non-physical features, such as a sense of humor, than in physical beauty. They have to, of course.
But you know what? I challenge you. I challenge anybody, any guy. Find a girl you think – I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No.
Find a girl that you think is unattractive. Find a girl – and I don't mean like you want to throw up. She's fucking disgusting. Right. Find a girl that just doesn't do it for you. Right. Talk to her. And I mean talk to her. Talk to her for a good bunch of time. I swear, I guarantee you are going to want to have sex with her within the hour.
There is something about a personality doubt. Makes you more good looking,
and
I think.
Email me info@brotherloverocks.com. It's the post-Valentine don't kill yourself because there's somebody there for you contest. I swear, really, that's why this kind of thing makes me sick, because it really, inside is where you find it, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. Absolutely,
not
no
completely,
doubt.
You can't be 500 pounds, I'm not fucking
no,
you.
No, I know, but I'm not, but it's so, the shallowness about it, I mean, I love to laugh at it, but it's so retarded, and it keeps like, yeah, really, any go talk to a girl, inside's where you find it.
Okay.
Go on, I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something about Brother Love's dates insides, and let me tell you something, the outsides aren't bad. But the insides of the people you see, Brother Love. Edgies. Edgies. Guys, however, says the study, are less concerned with their own looks when deciding whom to date, the findings suggest. So while a man might have no qualms about going after somebody much better looking than he is, a woman will tend to more choose partners with compatible looks, of course. Of course.
Isn't it funny, though? I mean, there's something to be said there. And you guys are not this way, which is because you're very individual people. Mm-hmm. But there are a couple. They look alike.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's true.
To see two fucking retarded Jews, I'm like, good. You're off the fuck. Good. You're out of all of our lives. You found each other. Go fuck yourself.
But also waspy people. Yeah, you know, like, they just look like...
You know. Right. It's so great.
I'd be weird. Like, that means you and I can never date. Because it
would
just be weird.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank fucking God.
Well, your family, your brother.
That's what
and
I'm
sister.
Saying. It's like, exactly. I don't like talking. I don't even like talking sex. You and I talk sex the way my sister and I. One sexual word comes up, and I'm like, okay, that's good. All right, let's just say something. I can't tell you that.
Meanwhile, you tell me all about your sex capades.
I don't tell you about my sex capades. Yes, I tell you a bunch of stuff, but no, I don't.
You just can't take it from my end. I understand.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
Thank you, and change the subject. Moving on. Keith, back to you.
Jeremy says, and for some reason, Jane likes me.
Oh, he's got nice insides.
That's where you find it.
Fooey says the insides are great until they have helpies.
Woo! Is it Dina time?
It's Dina time, baby.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dina, how's it going? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Not bad. How are you?
I am doing good. I would like, Brother Love, if you could fill people in who Dina is and what exactly she does for the show, please.
My goodness gracious. First of all, hello. Can I hear your voice?
Hello.
Hi. You don't sound too good. But that's neither here nor there.
Have a way with the ladies, Brother
Love. I just
Love.
Listened to about 5 minutes about freaking herpes. How am I supposed to feel?
All right. How are you supposed to feel? You don't have herpes.
No, I don't.
All right. But let me fill in people.
Nobody does.
Right. Dina is the person who gives it to you straight, gives it to you real. She's the advice giver of Friday nights and is absolutely fantastic because she's consistent to the T.
True.
You know what I mean? You feel like I'm really disturbing this person when you call her. And you really did. You feel like, oh, Jesus. You know what I mean? It's like somebody's like, I have to put this cigarette out, which means I got to light one later. That's two cigarettes gone. And they raise the price and the taxes. All right. Well, fuck it. I'm not fucking anybody right now, so I guess that's all right.
Funny.
And I can't drink. And I'm not drinking right now because I'm going to get arrested again. What's that? Whatever. Well, I can't call my ex because, oh, my God. Oh, he's a fucking lunatic. And, well, okay. Oh, the phone's ringing. Oh, it's Keith. All right. Yeah. Hello.
I think you summed it up nice. All right, I think everybody.
And I absolutely love you to pieces. I swear to God, I love you to pieces. Really, because you really give fantastic advice.
That's what love is. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I got some nice ones this week. This is the very first one we're going to start with, Dina. Let me ask you first off, real quick. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's all I need. All right, Todd writes, Dear Dina, for the past few months, I've had a girl staying with me because of some terrible things that happened with the guy she was living with. I don't have complete details. It's been okay, mostly. We fight sometimes, and she cries a lot about things I thought I had nothing to do with, but I felt like I was helping overall. It's terribly unhealthy of me to be doing, letting her stay with me, because I'm pretty much in love with her, and I know she's not going to ever return that, but that isn't the issue at hand.
Uh-oh.
I've come to terms with that.
Oh, wow.
You haven't, dude. You haven't come to terms with that.
Fucker. Big sucker.
In the ass and then leave.
Big sucker, she's saying. Yeah, big sucker. This morning, out of nowhere, as far as I can tell, she tells me that about a year before she came to stay with me while she was visiting me. She tells me that about a year before she came to stay with me while she was visiting me, I touched her inappropriately while we were sleeping.
Wow.
She wouldn't tell me exactly what happened, but it sounds like I tried to initiate something, and she turned over away from me, and then I pretended I was asleep. So this is out of nowhere, and she's
talking about. You got this one, Dina?
And she's talking about something that happened a year ago. I don't remember this, he says, which sounds convenient, I guess, but I believe her. I feel like I'm constantly in a battle to not kiss her because I know she has nowhere else to go, and I don't want her to feel uncomfortable in the place she's stuck in. But now it turns out I lost that battle a long time ago and didn't know it. So I guess I'm asking you what I can do. I'm disgusted with myself and don't really want to be in the same room as her, but that's selfish. That's selfish. That's the opposite. She seems to be somewhat forgiving, especially since apparently it's been okay to sleep in the same bed as me for the past few months. But maybe that's because she doesn't have anywhere else to go.
Thank God. Shit.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody made a futon. Hope you can help. Thanks.
Frog Gawel says two words, roofie collada.
First of all, she's a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Get rid of her. Move on. She's never going to love you. She's using the shit out of you right now.
She's just using you.
See, but this is another example. Guy being
you can't help users. A sucker. You can't help users.
I was going to say.
No, she is using the shit out of him. Sorry.
Yeah.
But that's what's happening.
And I think the bed
it's
in the
sad.
Same...
Because I know people like that, and it's sad.
Sleep in the same bed.
Sleeping in the same bed, I think girls can do it not feeling sexual.
Okay, I believe it. But
guess what?
She thought over a year ago, that he made a move. Right. Then sleep on the couch. She's trying to you out of your own bed
so you
sleep on the couch.
Oh, she wants the apartment.
She wants your apartment. Pussy.
Exactly.
Pussy.
Oh, get this. David from Atlanta says, tell Spooky to just give her the bed and the camera and move on already.
And by bed, we mean hammock.
I'll say this much. Anybody that's sleeping in your same bed and they're just quote-unquote friends,
right?
How does that work?
Yeah, they're either...
I mean, nobody understands that. That doesn't even make sense unless you live in some third-world country.
I can do it. If Brother Love and
they
I
don't
slept
have beds
in
third-world countries. We slept in the same room. I can sleep in the same bed. But I guarantee you this. I guarantee you they cuddled at one point because they love that.
Let me ask you.
I guarantee
you
there was cuddle time.
Yes. Let me ask Brolo a question. Has he ever had some woman just sleep in his, quote-unquote, friend sleeping in the bed for months and months and months on end?
No, not months.
Without any sort
retarded.
Of freaking play? Whatever.
No, it's happened, absolutely. And I absolutely, and you know what it is? Because I did say, I was like, it's cuddle time.
Right.
And cuddle time works. Sometimes it does. And sometimes it has sex and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, but you're trying
it's cuddle time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we've
so you
had
just,
sex.
So you just
cuddle
took
time.
Back,
Who doesn't like cuddle time?
Hey,
that's
what
I say. I like cuddle time.
I know it's 4 a.m, but let's go to my house and talk.
Well, they're already in my house. That's what's so
of
sad.
Course.
Driving his car. She's probably
driving his car. We don't live in upstate New York.
Right, and she's changing the channels. She's changing the channel on his car slowly
exactly.
with her. Right. She's going to own all your shit,
she's
pussy.
She's
laughing at you.
Bridezilla, when you want to watch, monster trucks or NASCAR.
You know what? She
like
tells me it makes me a better person. She's taking advantage of you. And you know what else, Todd?
Mm-hmm.
You know what else,
100%.
Todd? Laughing at you.
Mm-hmm.
Laughing at you.
Yep.
Whether inside or to her friends, I don't know. But it's laughter city with you, sir.
She's got the freaking gravy train right now. I think about it. She's sitting there.
Yeah,
she's getting free rent.
Where's
she got a nice bed to sleep in. She doesn't have to mess with this dude. But she's probably out fucking five other dudes on top of it.
That's right.
So,
Todd's
whatever.
Coming through. Burr, burr, the money train. All aboard. All aboard. Todd's bed.
She does to one boyfriend of the week. She's like, oh, it's Wednesday. You know, I gotta have dinner with my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what we do, you know.
He's not her
take
boyfriend.
Me out. Yeah.
He's her bitch. That's what's
That's
going
right.
on.
Yeah. So
not her boyfriend. It's her bitch.
Newsy is saying the touching story was to make him feel guilty and forever have him in her hands. That's a good point.
Hey, you okay over there? I hear that cough. Are you smoking? Oh, Jesus.
No, I've been sick all week. Thank
oh,
you.
Really?
Oh, I recommend I recommend Robitussin.
I do too.
Oh. Hey, are you going to come around at all to the events in New York in the next couple of months?
I don't think I'm going to make it unless I can get a flight in on the 15th.
What do you mean a flight? You're in New York.
In San Francisco on the
13th. Are you going to have sex with that dude, by the way? Remember that guy who was out there?
No,
I'm going for my brother's wedding.
No, I know that, but there was a guy who was out there who was looking. I know it was a joke. Oh, I'm sorry.
If he's hot, fuck it. If he's hot, yeah, why not?
Okay.
All right, here we go, Dina, number two. I've been listening to you guys since 2006. You guys are a part of my Monday through Friday ritual now. Okay, thank you. I didn't mean to make that sound so dramatic. I have been listening to you. All right, I need some advice. I've been dating this guy for 5 months. This is a girl. He respected my boundaries, a.k.a. I'm a virgin. I'm a freshman in college. I dated a couple guys before him. They were pretty understanding about it. At least I've never...
people have to be understanding at that age? Jesus Christ.
What do you mean?
She's a freshman in college. A lot of them are virgins.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Let's end this now. She's a tease.
No, they're 18.
They're not at all. You kidding? They're having sex younger than when we were kids. That's no doubt a doubt.
Okay, okay.
At least I've never been dumped before because of it. At this point in my life.
That you know of.
Right, I just don't. Right, other reasons.
Right.
There are problems.
Right.
It's me, baby.
Right.
At this point in my life, I just don't feel like I can take up the responsibilities that comes with sex.
I'm a vegetarian. Why do they always break up with me? That's not it.
Sorry. Yesterday,
once you got the herbs, there ain't no responsibility.
Yesterday, I told him about my situation. He took it well. When I asked him, "Are you going to be okay with this?" He replies, "I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure." Background info is that he's 2 years younger and slept with a handful of girls. I do like the guy, but his reply is so unsettling to me. Then why don't you say he took it well? What should I do? Plus, he has a piano performance tomorrow night. Should I still go?
Yeah, because guess what? He's performing. Maybe you're going to fuck him tomorrow because he's rocking it out, man. Right on.
Oh. Thank you so much. P.S. I would love if you didn't mention my name if you were to talk about this, please. Your name is that one Asian girl. All right, so does she go to the recital and see this guy, Dina?
With another dude, yeah.
Oh! And should he really be gay or straight?
You know what? He has a problem with it, but you know...
Have you ever... I mean, I don't know most women, but do you find piano guys hot? I mean...
I fucking love you, like, yeah.
They're called pianists for a reason, right?
She's on fire tonight.
That's great. Oh, my God. So have you ever fucked a drummer?
I mean, honestly. I mean, Billy Joel, he scored big, but he's a drunk, too, so whatever.
I say, like, listen, if I dated someone now and they said they were a virgin, do I have a problem with it? Yes, I do. I'm being honest with you. I think that's really nice of him.
Yes.
He said he does. You know what other guys would do to you? No, I don't have a problem, and they keep trying to stick it in you. You just don't realize because you're a virgin.
Right.
You know, they play the little, let's just play around it, let's stick it in a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you got to totally find a person who's on your way.
Just pick the tip in. That's how Jamie Lee Spears got pregnant. Just pick the tip in.
Yeah, it's if they're not okay with it and they're saying it, say thank you and let's move on. If somebody said, "I'm a Jehovah's Witness," do you mind? I do mind. Goodbye. You asked a question.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you should be ready for the answer.
Yeah.
Chicks and their fucking questions,
right?
I bet you're not.
You know what? It's the problem is that it's virgins. Like, why are you a virgin at 19? I mean,
exactly.
Just get it over with and like stop saying you're a virgin. I mean, hold on to it. Maybe that's a good thing, but. People don't hold on to virginity anymore.
What time did you lose yours, sweetheart?
I was 17.
Ooh.
See,
I think it's just fear. You know, if you get past a certain age, you're just afraid.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, it's you know what I mean. You're just you're so.
Oh, I bet.
You're
because so I was afraid
scared.
At 17. Christ. You're afraid anyway.
You're afraid anyway, and you have to be. It's
no, this
new.
Is a different fear when you get older. The fear is now it's not going to be as special as I blew it up. If you're like. 20 something, like in your
I think you
mid-20s.
Hit a point, yeah.
It's a vulnerability.
You hit a point where it's way more scary.
It's a vulnerability. I mean, it's like, wow, I have not done this. So, on top of the fact that I'm inexperienced and you think I'm a retard, is on top of that, is I've never been in this kind of situation before.
Right.
And you have. Yeah. And I've never even, like, I don't even know what to do. I don't know. It's just compounded.
Yeah. And then on top of I don't know what to do, it's like, is this now the guy that I want to lose my virginity
right.
to? It's like, When you're in your, I say,
the psychosis is insane.
I think 15 is too young. You know, I really think 17, 18 is a much better age. But if you're having it like around the time everybody else is having it, and I'm not saying like give it up just because everybody else is,
no.
I say closer to 20 is good. But if you blow it up, and I don't know, it's just if you're in your mid 20s, just fuck someone. Nobody knows nothing. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I want you guys to listen to Brother Love when. From time to time, because you'll get the truth out of them. You just gotta wait a minute or two. I'm not saying that that you know it's you should just give it up right away. No, of course not. But maybe at a certain age, you should give it up.
Stick it in, and everything. I was like, yeah, that was just hot. Right on.
All right, Harry.
I think Brolo just loves the titties since the day he walked out of the womb. So
yes,
thank you. But it reminds me of I waited. I was 15. I waited 6 months. Right? Now with my Italian, you know, girlfriend, whatever. That was when I was telling you the other day when I waxed her vagina.
What?
We talked about this, didn't we?
No, we didn't. You have
this
to tell
is my story. This is my Italian girlfriend, my high school girlfriend, in Queens, where I grew up.
Slow down. You're 15 years old.
I'm 15. We go out. You know what's funny is that I remember the anniversary date, 10-10-87.
Oh.
I remember that. You still there, Dina?
Don't worry about it.
No. So, you know, we go out and we wait, this, that, whatever. She is the quintessential, like, Italian from Queens. Like, the father says nothing. All he does is like, hey, guy. That's it. That's all I get. Hey, guy. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? You know, like, we watched boxing, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and the mother just talked and blah, 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 blah. And you could tell the father wanted to kill her. But he can't because then he won't eat because she cooks. You know what I mean? So it was, no doubt about it. Well, that's Italian in Queens. The guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He works some job. You know what I mean? He says nothing to anybody. And the mom, I love about this. The mom finally, like, you know, she had kids when she was like 16 or whatever and all this stuff, whatever. Now she's in her like early 40s. She just starts reading shit like Deepak Chopra. You know what I mean? I love when trashy motherfuckers get deep. It's the best shit in the whole wide world. Because the trashy idiot husband that could give a fuck still just sits there. And instead of their wife just talking like Edith Bunker, like the weather, now they're like, so, how are you feeling today? You know what I mean? And I watched this and I love it because he did a killer. So, my girlfriend at the time, we waited, we did the whole thing. Oh my God, we made love.
Ah! Oh my God, that scared me.
What was that?
Apparently, applause.
Oh!
Scares the shit out of us.
Look at that. Everything okay?
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, and then for whatever reason, we're dating for a while and we start talking about shaving and whatever. I don't know how we get to this, but we talk about the fact that she's got a little bit of a gorilla salad down there.
Yeah, because it's not like people today who really trim up and take care. And
I think 11-year-olds like, oh my God, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I think so. So this girl, I'm like, well, let's take care of this, you know. So we go to the store and we get like the wax kit. You know what I mean?
They're 15 years old.
We're 15, yeah. And we're hanging out in her place and there's nobody home. And wait, what's that? We're hanging out and all of a sudden I'm like, I can take care of this. I'll do this. She's like, what do you mean? I don't know what to, you know, because she was like, I don't know what to do, whatever. So I'm like heating the wax up. And it's got like those like old, like a wooden stick like you get from like Italian ices. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. And I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to do this? So I said, all right, I'm going to lay down on my back.
Oh my God.
You just straddle my face, basically, right? And I don't know what I'm thinking because gravity obviously is not in my thoughts.
Right.
Because I have hot wax and I'm trying to smather. Is that a word? Slather onto the vagina. It's dripping on my head, right? I'm trying to put it on the vagina.
She's hot, too.
She's kind of like, ow, ow. I'm like, baby, it's going to be fine. It's going to be all right. You know, it's womanhood now. You know what I mean? So, and we're trying
to. Lost half his eyebrow, but her pussy was
fucking
clean.
It's dripping down it's dripping down the icicle stick. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, whatever. I'm trying to put it up there, and all of a sudden, it's getting up there, but it's clumping. It's getting like clumps of wax, and I'm just thinking, and all of a sudden, I realize I'm out of my element. I don't remember. I didn't read the directions.
Out
I just know
element.
What to do.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, she starts looking at the clock. She's like, oh, my God, my dad's going to be home any minute. These parents, you know, they go to work at 6. They get out at 3. I don't know how. Right. I mean, I know why. They live in the ghetto. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. They don't make any money. I don't know why. So, and that was the other thing. She was dating a Jew. You should have seen their faces. They were thrilled. They thought I was loaded.
Oh,
they thought I was loaded. I literally, they were like, so you're Jewish? And I was like, yeah, whatever. I mean,
I heard about you.
It was like, you have my permission to marry you. You like that? From like, I literally, he warmed up to me. It went from like, hey, guy, to hey, guy, how's it going? And I was like, oh. He was like, so anyway, so my dad's going to be home every minute. My mom, oh my God, this and that, whatever, whatever. So I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to do? I can't do whatever. So I said, all right, just hold still. And I pull the wax down.
Oh, God.
And it doesn't do anything. It doesn't come off. It just hurts her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know how painful that is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Waxing is painful.
Well, it's
painful.
But I didn't do it right.
Waxing, from professionals could be painful. I don't give a shit. But from professionals could be painful. But from a random guy, when you pull wrong.
I mean, I just took a virginity like a month ago.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And I know she was never touched by an uncle or a father. You know, I mean, she was pretty pure. And I remember thinking to myself,
what's that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, like, she trusts very trustworthy, right?
Oh, okay.
I mean, right?
Okay.
Right? I mean, you could be 40 years old. But,
okay.
Yeah, you were touched. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe it's my like the angle. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not using my strength. You know what I mean? Like, my strength.
The maybe. Paintbrush. It's
maybe
like
if
Carl's
I'm
saying.
If I'm standing up, maybe.
You don't need strength to wax somebody.
Oh, my God. What a horrible time.
Dina has a point. What? You don't need strength to wax somebody.
You need a good, decent pull. You know what I mean?
Well, Carl,
yeah, didn't strength. Work. I needed leverage.
So we grabbed the scissors. So we grabbed the scissors.
Oh, God.
And I'm never getting waxed in New York City ever.
Well, I know what you're talking about. I've learned since then. That's no. it. I grabbed the scissors.
I've learned since then.
And I literally had to pull
you
the wax.
You make a lot of money for you to wax, so maybe you should look into that.
Well, I'm not interested anymore. I have
you make a lot of money.
No, I'm horrible
facial
at
waxing. The big spa treatments and
we're,
shit.
We're good with Brother Love not being a waxer.
So I remember I pulled the wax a little bit and had the little scissors. But I was nervous that I was going to hit the lips. You know what I mean?
I'm getting like my stomach's hurting from this.
My vagina is hurting. Are you kidding me?
I would punch you in the face if you did that. I would punch you in the face.
I was 15 years old.
Oh,
Jesus
God.
Christ. Can I learn?
The only thing that removes wax is oil.
Well,
seriously,
I didn't know
like
that.
Baby
well,
oil.
She's Italian.
Oh my God,
that's its oily
I
anyway.
I think I'm going to throw up.
No, I'm telling for the girls who are fucking up right now, baby oil.
If
okay?
you got your boyfriend in between your legs trying to wax you,
Jesus.
Well, let's just say he must be very charming.
Wow.
Charming? I don't give a fuck about charming. You're ripping my shit right out. That's fucked up.
Jesus, it's so long. I don't have the helpies. It was 20, 30, 70, 60, 75
15.
Years ago.
You shouldn't be waxing at 15. You should be able, it's like a driver's license. You can't get it to a certain age. You can't wax it under 15. That's all.
Well, you sound better. You know what? Have you had a conversation with anybody at all today?
Me?
Yeah, because you said when we talked to you in the beginning, you sound like when I get a phone call early in the day, and I, you know what I mean, and I try to.
I didn't wake up till like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It, right on. Exactly, that's what it sounded that way. And then people are like, did I wake you, bro? Low? And I'm like, no, I've been up for hours. I'm just, you know, I haven't talked to anybody yet. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's just all it sounds.
It does, but you're right though. It does sound, and I'm not offended.
It just sounds better now,
but it does sound up. Wait till the end of the call. It does sound like put out. Like, thank you. We'll take care. Whatever the fuck. All right, here
maybe
we go.
It's just how I sound. I'm not sure.
Here we go, Dina. This is from Robot Parker. And now I feel bad because I saw him on the camera and I said, what's up with you, dude? You look retarded. So I feel kind of bad. Anyway, this is his letter. I'm a straight 25-year-old male, and I was dumped about a week ago by my serioso of 3 years, but now I'm ready to go out again and start laying pipe.
Oh, please, laying pipe.
He's ready to lay pipe. 3 years of getting over his shyness. Now he's ready to lay some pipe. The problem is, it's really hard for me to talk to new people because I have a condition called Asperger's syndrome.
What?
Which is,
what's Asperger's syndrome?
Spooky as
that's a form of autism.
Yeah, it's like a high-functioning form of autism that can be hilariously
sick?
Huh?
Oh, God.
Is Spooky sick?
No.
What are you talking about?
You said Spooky has it. Is it?
No, it's a form. It's a form.
I'm just kidding.
Spooky does not have ass. Well, maybe Spooky does have ass.
I just thought he was sick. I love Spooky, man. I'm fucking Spooky. Especially you. You know who I mean.
You must be the toughest thing to date. Brother Love, I'm telling you. You would wonder, like, how many times you think in a day, like, you lived with a girl, you were going to marry a girl. How many times did she hear... Just kidding. After you said something dead serious that would break her heart. I'm just kidding. You're not kidding. We're not going to advance.
I never said
like...
kidding after breaking her heart, though. Okay. That was the problem.
All right. Anyway, he has this disease. It's really mild and beyond my clumsiness and awkwardness. I don't have any trouble at all getting along from day to day. My question is, if I happen to meet someone, should I tell them right away about my disorder? On one hand, I don't want whoever to think I'm not getting along with them just because I'm hard to talk to. And on the other hand, I don't want to use it as an excuse not to try harder or to be treated like I'm handicapped. What should I do? Robot Parker.
What's the disease?
I think
he's kind of retarded.
Is very okay. Horrible. You know, it's a form of autism and it's got to be really crappy to deal with it. But I think being honest with that person from the get-go, and if they can understand the disease of Asperger's, then you're sad. I mean, if they can accept that, and it's like someone with the herpes.
Okay,
it gets
go
back to this conversation. Someone with the herpes.
No, it's different than herpes.
If you accept that they have the herpes,
I mean,
and
you
want to still be with them,
then yeah,
whatever.
You're fine, right?
Hold on. First of all, we're blowing this disease way out of proportion. I've seen people, mostly on television, with this disease. It's not that crazy. It's no more crazy than any other nerd behind a computer, than anybody else who hasn't had a drink while we're at the bar yet. You know, right. People are shy and they're awkward. And
what
that's,
if you're both?
It's
I think Asperger's is a little bit more extreme than just being shy.
Okay,
I think
it's a little bit more. Maybe you daze out for a little while, but it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not anything that needs to be like sat down right away and say, hey.
No, I think it has to do with people touching you too. And it's actually Asperger's has to do with like a lot of those kids need conformity in their life. They need certain schedules. If that schedule is messed up, they like freak out. It's like it's
okay, but
autism,
that's dating.
Which is, you'll be in a home, like you'll be like messed up your whole life. You won't even be able to get a job. But Asperger's, you can get a job and you can live with everybody else in this world. But I think it's the fact that when your goals for the day or anything is disrupted, that really affects them. And I don't understand exactly how, but I know that it really does affect them, where it's like traumatic, but it's not too traumatic. Not like you have autism,
okay, but
where like if people touch an autistic person, they'll freak the hell out.
Nah,
people that touch Asperger's people may not freak out as much, but they still probably get really nervous and really anxiety about it.
Well,
I think Asperger's is really not just it's like crazy. I mean,
I don't know.
Be lucky that he doesn't have autism, but I mean,
there are different levels of this. Newsy says, and I like his point, all he has to do is say, you know, like the girl on America's Next Top Model, and they'll understand.
Yeah,
she was. Yeah, she had Asperger's too. I watched that whole thing, and she could. They had to go to the go-sees, and she couldn't find her way around town. She only hit like one go-see the whole time. I'm like,
I remember that.
You know, look at all their faces. They're all retarded.
So what? Keith couldn't find his home for 3 years. He needed to tell me he had Asperger's. I knew he was a retard. You can tell.
Wow. Be more romantic than that.
I agree with Hemda that this is something I don't think you have to say to your fifth date or something, or to that really cool phone call that you have that's lasting a couple hours, and you go, holy shit, we can really talk about things. If once you tell a new person on your first date you have some kind of retard condition, you don't think that's in their head the whole time, you know? And guess what? I'm leaning back because I'm fooled. Now you got to worry because I shouldn't have had all that dessert. Now you got to worry, are you sweating because you're fucking retard again? You know, how you're never going to be able to get anywhere.
Oh, oh man.
I agree.
Asperger's is not a retard condition.
Okay.
Retard
everybody
is
knows
one
about
thing.
This thing. Can somebody tell me
okay.
what it is?
You know what? I'll look it up.
Asperger's is high functioning retard.
You don't have to yell. I'm right here.
It's not high functioning retards. Come on.
It pretty much is. It's not retard at all.
How is Hemda? How are you the expert on autism?
When you say it like you mean it, you become it.
Wouldn't it be cool to be autistic just for a minute, though? I mean,
no.
Don't you? No. It's the same.
No, it's not. Unless you can play the
Hello,
piano.
No, but I mean, like, you know, as much as I want to be a Jedi Knight every now and again, and yeah, fuck me for being a geek, I also want to be able to throw down a fucking box of fucking toothpicks and say 533.
Yeah, right. Rain Man that shit right out.
That's not Asperger's.
Oh, well, then what? That's autism, isn't it?
No, that's autism.
Well, exactly. That's
autism. Autism is like the severe form.
All right.
Asperger's is a lighter form of autism.
Well, then thanks for clarifying.
All right. So Dina says yes. Say right away. I think it's going to be.
I would say right away because it's just like having the herpes, really.
No way.
Something.
All right.
What'd you say, Dina? Say right away what?
It's just like having like an STD. You got to tell them, like the herpes.
Yeah.
You got to tell them right away. No. Or you don't tell them at all, then you're an asshole.
Do I have to finish the dinner once you tell me your STD? Can I just leave? Like, why are we messing around? Oh, you're retarded.
I'll start the dinner out with that, and I'll be like, I have no STDs. Let's have some steak.
Oh. All right, here we go. Here's the final one for you, Dina. Here we go. Dear Hemda.
Is she there?
What?
I'm kidding.
My name is Brianna. I'm 15 years old. I have a friends with benefits, but he wants me to give him a hand job, and in return, he will finger me. I have never done anything like
That's
this.
Benefits?
Right.
Yeah.
I've never done anything
First
like
finger?
This to
What, are you kidding me?
I have never done anything like this to a guy before. Should I just do it, or wait till I'm in a relationship? I don't think, Brianna, I don't think you know what friends
first
with benefits means.
First of all, she needs to find out the actual, the fucking definition of friends with benefits, because she's way misinformed. Way misinformed.
She sent this. She
I
sent...
have friends with benefits, and I'm fine with that. And guess what? Go for it, lady.
I wish you two could have tea together.
She sent this 15-year-old sent me this email going, should I touch this guy and he gets to touch me? You know what I wrote back? You're fucking 15. I'm not telling you to get fingered.
You ever think like that's a setup from a lawyer waiting to sue us?
Are you insane? Anytime somebody under 18 writes me, I will only write them back as if their parents are watching right behind
them. Ask your parents.
Are you kidding me?
I do. I tell them. I get letters from young younglings.
Ask your parents.
I say,
don't follow Brother Love's advice.
I
if you're
do.
Under
I
18.
Swear to God. I get nervous and I said, maybe you should ask your parents. No, what? But really, I'm going to marry this guy. What do you mean? Well, blah, blah, blah. Well, where'd you meet him? On the internet. He's an A-plus student and blah, 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 whatever. I'm like, how do you know? He told me.
Oh, no.
Oh, exactly. I want your advice. No, I think you should ask your folks. And it's weird saying, you know what I mean, when you're a fucking degenerate, you know what I mean, when you live the life that you live, which is like ask your parents. What are you talking about? To say ask your parents to a kid is really fucking funny. To
it's
all
such
of a sudden
a turn
be
off.
To all of a sudden be the responsible adult in any way, it's just insane.
I would stop talking to you. I'm like, you don't get me at all, man.
All right, here we go.
My parents, why'd I ask you to begin with?
By the way, this is for Brother Love. Asperger's is to autism as bitch is to cunt. Okay?
Is that Michael Carino?
That's Brother Darkness.
Brother Darkness. Love you, bro.
Asperger's is the herpes of retardation.
I get that math. I get that math. But so what do you think about this 15-year-old? Maybe a hand job and she gets fingered. Sound like a good deal?
I say she needs to look up on Wikipedia what actually friends with benefits is and then realize what that's all about.
I let him make out with me.
Stop doing what you're doing. You're going to end up with a baby.
Hey, maybe she was speaking French, y'all. You know, friends with benefits. Well, that means something.
Wikipedia is in French, too.
Oh, jeez.
She's got the answers for everything.
Really? On fire. So, wait, we got to meet you or what this coming spring? Come on. Come on the cruise.
We'll work on
come
that later.
Come on the cruise. Which, by the way.
Who, me? This girl.
Well, everybody.
I don't think, no offense to you, I don't think Brother Love's discriminating.
Fuck, it's Valentine's week, Jack.
All right.
This girl needs to realize what friends with benefits means and stop
Parliaments
wasting
or
everybody's time.
I was just going to say
stop
that.
Stop wasting everybody's time.
And stop wasting Dina's time. Thank you very much, Dina.
Have a good night, guys.
It never fails, man.
That is the best.
Oh, it just gives.
I don't have the name on here anymore, but somebody asked, seriously, Brother Love, how many chicks have you slept with so far? Do you feel like answering that?
I not as many as people think.
Over 100, less than 100.
I don't know. I'll say, you know what? I don't know. No, it can't. I can't be over 100. No way. I mean, if it is, good for me.
I like your attitude.
And if not, still good for me. It's 10 more than you, motherfucker. By 10, I mean 50.
The founder of the rock group Boston is enraged that Mike Huckabee, running for president,
Wait, isn't
is
the singer from Boston. I'm sorry, he died, right? Just died recently. Was that Boston?
This
the
is the
singer?
Founder. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Enraged that Mike Huckabee is using the band's hit More Than a Feeling on the campaign trail. He's written a letter to Huckabee demanding the GOP candidate stop using it. Quote, Boston has never endorsed a political candidate, and with all due respect, would not start by endorsing a candidate who is the polar opposite of everything we stand for.
That's totally fair.
This is Tom Scholz. He says, in fact, although I'm impressed you learned my bass guitar part on More Than a Feeling, I am an Obama supporter.
Good for you.
How does that happen?
How does a politician decide that he can just take someone's song? That's weird.
I, a very, very minor of celebrity in this world, minor of minor, get an email every now and again like, hey, man, we have a exercise video podcast, and we'd like to use one of your songs.
Right.
Thank you. You just asked me. Thank you very much. How in the world of where we live, where it's all about dollars and this and that, whatever, can somebody just use somebody's intellectual property and just and not even like
– not even just to use it to not be paid, though, which is a point.
Forget paid, but at least to enough. Ask. At least be like, hey, we want to do this.
It's not like that one's undercover. I mean
– But, I mean, how do you do that?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's the real world. Yeah. Not even this fantasy world I live in.
You guys know the Naked Cowboy, a big New York attraction. Yeah. And I believe people in America know about it also.
Mimi Cherry, if you've seen this guy, really, you'd love him.
This guy, is he on skates?
No, he has cowboy boots, he has underpants, and when he plays his guitar, he puts it in front of his groin so that you think he's naked, because other than that, he has nothing but a cowboy hat. And he's a horrible singer, he's a horrible guitar player, but he's in Times Square, and you think for a second he's naked. There's Eminem.
What's it like to date a guy like that?
I don't know. You know? I don't know.
Or eat with a guy like that, because, you know, he's always got to be worried about his
weight. He's got Asperger's.
He really does feel like he's changing the world. I do remember an interview or two that he's been on, and he does think what he does is so fantastic. And there's two stories I'm going to read. This is the first one. Times Square's naked cowboy is trying to take a $6 million bite out of a giant candy corporation, charging it stole his identity by dressing an animated blue Eminem in his skimpy trademark outfit. And on the big Eminem store has a huge video billboard on top of it, and they have a blue Eminem playing the guitar in a cowboy hat with cowboy boots. His boots, obviously.
Same?
Trying to be him.
Okay, then. That's
fair.
That's
the same thing we were just talking about. Yeah. How do you just... Yes. You have all the money in the world. You see a bum on the street doing his thing. You take what he does and make it into a fucking a piece of your whole... Give him $1 million, man. Get him off the street.
Because they think that they can justify that, hey, it's a cowboy. They wear hats and a boot.
And legally...
You know what I mean?
Legally, it would be just like, well, he's, you know, around Eminem, and he's not a human being, so nobody can know that it's really, you know, a copycat thing.
A cowboy is very stereotypical. The hat, the boots, the guitar,
I'm just saying,
you know?
There's enough legal. The company, Mars Company, right? That's Eminem.
Yes,
they know exactly how to manipulate it. So, you know, this lawsuit that's going to come about is going to be less than what everybody thinks it should be. There's going to be like it's going to be this thing. Right?
Are you allowed to? Is he a celebrity? And are you allowed to now make a parody of a celebrity?
That's not a parody. That's using it to sell. A parody is a different thing. A parody is a joke. That's not a joke.
That's straight up thievery. Because that's not a parody. Because you know what? The M&Ms in M&M world, they're people.
Right. No, that's
they're
not
dressing
a,
up
not a
in people cut. Right. They're not. Right. They just stole the idea. Literally from Washington.
It doesn't matter.
They're
going to get away with it.
Right.
It doesn't matter. How many lawyers does this cowboy have?
My initial response was like, "Wow, that's cool," he said. He's famous for playing on 55th Street and Broadway, strategically holding the instrument over his briefs to make it look like he's naked. The artist seeks to create the world in his own image. Obviously, I was overjoyed. But then it didn't take long for him to realize that he should be getting money for it. All I've got is my underwear. It's the most brilliant thing that's ever been created from a marketing perspective. Please. You can't stop it.
Okay. That's what he said?
That's what he said.
Stop his
underwear. He deserves what he gets. You're a dummy.
I'm huge now, but I represent the little guy. You're insanely huge. I'm sure everybody that I'm talking to right now knows who you are. A spokesperson for Mars wasn't returned, of course. The tourists love him, said...
Yeah, free show. Who doesn't like a free to watch a dummy on the street?
Right. The tourists love Times Square. Like, do you have lights under there, too?
Right. Oh, my God! They don't
lights,
need
come on.
I guarantee you 80%. Let's just say the herpes population that comes to New York, when they go to Times Square, they're not like, oh, we got to go see the guy in the diaper. No, they just go. And then they see him and they go, oh, my God, I saw a guy in a diaper. And he plays guitar. Honey, remember when you played guitar? Yes, I do. Oh, that was fun times. Dad, you play guitar? I'll go shut the fuck up and go back to fucking Ohio, dummy.
No, come on in here. Come on in.
Eminem took it down.
Oh, wow.
He says everybody's saying it's an open and closed case when I sued for $6 million. people are driving by screaming, this is the $6 million man. Kudos. Well, you got nothing. Everybody likes this story. It's the American dream versus the sold-out America. You're suing Mars. Good luck, said a passerby. Eminem can't do you like that, said another dummy. Asked if he will still do his naked cowboy act if he was a millionaire. He said, are you kidding me? I'll still do it. I'll still do what I do. I have billions to make. Warren Buffett and Bill Gates have nothing on me.
I'll just wait until it's warmer now.
Ah, right on. He definitely has the helpies.
The Cowboys lawsuit includes a request that a federal judge issue an immediate injunction stopping Mars from using his likeness to advertise M&Ms. Call seeking comment from a Mars spokesperson who not returned.
Yeah, sorry.
We do not comment on matters regarding litigation. However, as a good corporate citizen, Mars will handle this matter accordingly.
I'm sorry, a good corporate citizen. Has anybody – have you ever heard that in your life?
Right.
A good – that's that is we have no case, right? I stand corrected. Before I was saying they had all those. They have nothing. And that's their just way of saying we're bowing out because we're good.
But they couldn't just take it off. Here's what they did. What
Wait,
did
it's Will B is writing in from Ottawa. Shit. The food.
Canada!
Eminem made him a $50,000 offer. He refused and they went through with it anyway.
Because he's smart because it's worth more than $50,000. Mm. That's worth $5 million.
Once you say $50,000, aren't you admitting that I should have to pay you something?
And Fooey's saying right. He really should paint an M on his chest and paint himself blue just as a fuck.
Nah, man, stay true, bro.
But listen to this. This is like a little fuck you, these funny people. They took down the Eminem, you know, wearing the cowboy getup that he wears. What did appear was another blue Eminem with an embarrassed expression on its face shooting quizzical looks around Times Square.
How do you shoot a quizzical look around Times Square?
Wow. Like, that's just like a little fuck you. Like, to go back to being King Kong in the Statue of Liberty.
Right. Either way, they're still them and he's still him. And he loses. He just does. Yo, are you psyched for the new fucking kit car coming out?
Sunday,
It's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is there a party for us to do
what?
Something that we're going to watch?
Knight Rider?
That? Yeah, I'm totally psyched. The new Knight Rider.
All right. What do you think, babe?
I'm psyched. I read it in the paper today. I got all thrilled.
We're not doing a show on Monday because it's Washington's birthday.
I thought it was because of the new Knight Rider show.
Well, you got to have a hangover from that, man.
All right.
It's Washington now. It's President's Day.
By the way, last party we had for the Super Bowl, I like this story. On February 2nd, 2008, an unknown source reported that the Patriots, New England Patriots, of course, who lost the very last game, secretly videotaped the Rams prior to the game. Patriots, of course, the same people that got caught taping the New York Jets right before the game.
Yes, and I'm a Jet fan.
Very good.
Loser.
These allegations surfaced the day before the Patriots played this later Super Bowl and already embroiled in the, you know, problem with the Jets. Matt Walsh, a former Patriots video assistant who was with the team in 2001 and fired in 2003, has also indicated that he holds a lot of information regarding this, but yet to divulge it. Those reports were denied by Patriots management shortly thereafter. Kurt Warner would like to see the NFL further the investigation. Now, today, a lawsuit filed Friday today by a former St. Louis Rams player and others seeking millions of dollars in damages from the alleged taping of Rams practices by the New England Patriots, before the 2002 Super Bowl. They're suing for $100 million because the Patriots won that game 20-17, and the Rams believe it's because they were videotaping. I say good.
Good.
The $100 million lawsuit filed on behalf of former Rams player Willie Gary in U.S. District City Court in New Orleans names the Patriots team owner Robert Kraft.
He's a huge Rams fan, by the way.
And head coach Bill Belichick.
I would love to see that go down.
Not only did you lose the Super Bowl, you're about to lose $100 million, and I say you will. And I don't care that the fans in general really don't care.
Those pussies.
Which is weird to me.
You talked about last week and all. The fact that the stars voted to the Pro Bowl. Granted, it's football.
Yeah.
I bring it up again. The Pro Bowl in football is retarded because you could just hurt yourself. It's just dumb. Everything about it is dumb. But guess what? It's not your peers don't, right? The fans vote you. The people that pay your rent vote you to the Pro Bowl. And because you're all wah, I didn't win the game and you don't go, is fucking absolutely horrendous to me.
I think it is.
I think it's horrendous. The fans said, you're the best. I want to see you. Mm-hmm. The fans, those are the ones that pay your fucking rent, you dummy dumb. Whether you're in New York with Giselle or wherever, this, that, whatever. You just suck it up. You're an athlete, and you do it. You make me sick. I'm so glad you're in New England. Because the Jets would never do that. That's because the Jets ain't going to win. But that's beside the point, and I digress. Friday night dance party. Wow! See, I just did what comics do, right? Bad comics, right? When they bring up something that isn't funny, right? We know plenty of shit, right? And you just bring up something and go, I've had the pleasure of being dragged out to see some of the most horrendous comedy in the last month. Amazing. I've never been a part of this little world. Like, I don't even go see music anymore. You know what I mean? Like, and that's probably my fault. I should. But to see this, and now I look forward to it. I look forward to the awkward pauses. I look at, you know, the uncomfortability and the fact that the depression, like you could see people just want to kill themselves afterwards. Right. I just love it. I really, thank you for turning me on to a world I've never known. I don't get depressed those days. I'm like, fuck it, I'm a talented motherfucker.
Are you able to sit there and watch and be quiet?
No.
He's fine. I know what you're thinking.
Yeah,
he's
I'm good. No, I fine. Just, I do. I talk to, you know, you're
he
there,
whispers
you know?
To me, right. But okay. We're fine. Yeah. He might even
amazing.
Text me, but he's not
and
like.
And I text you, you know what I mean, whatever. And I'm like, you know, I love it. I just learned, you know, like that uncomfortability is just amazing. It's just, and also as like as a storyteller, I was thinking about it because like, you know, obviously never a comic, but like, you know, like you mentioned, you know, if I'm not completely off my freaking rocker, I could tell a good story. I know how to tell a decent story. And I was thinking about this, leaving these comedic events. I don't know.
Right.
And like, look, it's your craft. Learn to tell the story you're doing. They get so shot down so quickly. There's no room. I mean, there's improvisation. It's still musical, right? I still have to bring it back to what I understand, which is music. And, you know, if you put your ass on the line, there's an opportunity for anything to happen. But it just like...
Bad comics are babies that need patted on the back by an audience every single line. Like, you really... Like, you didn't think that was funny? Your story's not done. Mm-hmm. Look at your notebook. I guarantee your story's not done.
But it's to them, they're done. The story's not done, but they're done. And what
a
shame. They
just imagine things happening different, and they don't continue when it doesn't happen the way that they thought.
Because they practiced in front of a mirror and started telling their story. Like, and I was at the subway today. No, come on, stop. Let me tell my story. Stop it. Quit it. All right, so I get on the train. No, thank you. You're funny too, but stop it. Let me finish. Right. Let me finish. Why isn't this going the way I planned it? Why is this happening right? Brother Love, t-shirts, now available?
Soon to be available, right, Brother?
I am wearing
it's so stupid.
The first worn Brother
we
Love t-shirt. Let me tell you something. I feel like a fucking goddess. And wow. And ladies, he did something extra special for us. I'm wearing an extra small t-shirt. What the frick? I feel special because I feel skinny in his t-shirts. I'm not an extra small in anything.
Baby,
but
what are you talking about?
That is awesome. What a great idea. It doesn't even matter.
Right? It's
what?
Awesome, right?
What just happened?
What a great idea. That's a Brother Love technique. Because girl shirts that are deliberately made small sizes. I don't know what it is.
It looks like a tenth. No, baby, that's extra small.
When I'm at his house, I feel beautiful.
You're damn right you do. Fucking ain't right. Otherwise, we should be together.
But these are regular t-shirts. They're unisex t-shirts. They're black with silver freaking Brother Love shit on it. It's so awesome. See, it's just awesome. The store is not ready yet online.
It'll be
you
ready.
Have the shirt.
If you're dying, just email me. We'll work it out. info@brotherloverocks.com.
Yeah, fuck it, right? You know your
please
size.
Please buy
email
the records. Him. I really, please, because... we have things to do, right? We're going on cruises. We're doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, we have plans.
Keith's show. Guys, if you are in New York, I can't tell you enough.
I don't know. Brother Love, you crack me up.
That's the highest compliment you can have. I have the highest compliment. the highest regard for Keith. Keith is the funniest guy you ever meet in your life.
Let me tell you something. Brother Love, you cracked us up this whole time. And you're not a comic. You're actually a singer. So go to brotherloverocks.com and buy his albums. Brotherloverocks.com. If you're on iTunes, you can actually get Brother Love stuff. And coming soon is t-shirts. Brotherloverocks.com.
Thanks.
Before we go, though, babe, because we mentioned all that Goomba stuff earlier, you have a track on...
Oh, don't worry about it. I do.
Yeah.
I got the whole Frank Sinatra reprise collection on my iPod for later on.
No. On Children's Party Songs.
Yes.
On your CD and DVD, and that's also available on iTunes or in our store, keithandthegirl.com/store. So we're going to play that track, right? Is that okay?
Yeah,
And then both of these guys are on iTunes, so if you're on there, just put in Brother Love or put in Keith Malley. You'll find some of their stuff.
Done.
I love you.
The iTunes contest of 2008. All right,
shit.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Always a blast. We'll see you guys Tuesday.
Titties now. Say who's good at a party, fucking the Goombas. Where they at? Any Goombas in here? Not Italians. Goombas, yeah? Okay, listen to everybody clapping. Assholes. That was a setup. That was a sting operation. Assholes. Don't get me wrong. I like Italian people. But I hates me a Goomba.
come on. You know the ones. You've seen The Godfather one too many times. Every other word out of you is, hey, don't worry about it. I got you covered. Even though they never picked up a check in their life. The disco shirts open down the hair. The thick chains. You know it. You know that. Oh, Scooby-Doo. Hey, I grew up with fucking Scooby-Doo. How you doing, Scoops? Thwack. Bring the head. That's not soft. That's metal and plastic. It's the fucking Scoop. Boom, Scoops. Come get me, Scoops. Come get me, Rocky Scoops. And you can't protect yourself. And then you go out to the kids. And so they saw that. So they start hitting and kicking you. And then the dad comes over, and he smacks the kid in the head and goes, what's wrong with you? And the kid's like, you did it. I'm an adult. I get to do adult things. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I know I told you to bring the Scoops, but my kid likes SpongeBob. I need to go get SpongeBob. Do that. It's 11 at night. There's no way I can get SpongeBob now. Yeah, just get it. I'll take it. Don't worry about it. Well, Jews yell at you to get shit done. Italians just ignore you to get shit done. Don't worry about it. Just do it. I'm sorry, sir. There's no smoking in here? Yeah, don't worry about it. And then they're always drunk. They're the ones who are always drunk at their kids' parties the most, more than any other race. And you don't. Everybody talks so much shit. You don't know who's giving you money, so you gotta be nice to everybody. Hey, what's your name? I'm Keith. I'm your Scooby-Doo, and that's me, Keith, again. Oh, yeah. Well, my name's Vinny, and you're a good guy. I know, and you're Vinny, and this is your party, and you wish that I had SpongeBob instead. Oh, we met? Yeah, we met. Oh, you work in the Long Island office? Yes. I am Scooby-Doo from the Long Island office. Oh, that branch ain't doing too good. Well, that's because whenever they give me some of the facts, I just stare at them like a dumb dog. Hey, what are you gonna do? Fucking kids, man. You keep hitting a dog in the fucking head, it doesn't matter if the dog's been smoking weed all week. Eventually, it's gonna fucking bite you. Eventually.